You wanted to see me?
Mr. Temple?
Yes.
It's nice of you to spare me a few minutes.
That's all right.
Would you like a cigar?
No, thank you.
Perhaps I ought to introduce myself. My name is Constantine.
Well, what can I do for you, Mr. Constantine?
I don't suppose my name conveys a great deal to you.
To be frank, it doesn't.
That is unfortunate. However, what is your business, Mr. Temple?
I'm a novelist. I write books, detective stories, amongst other things.
Oh, yes. Detective stories.
If you look me up in Who's Who, Mr. Constantine, you will find that I'm the author of 16 detective novels, 3 plays, 4 biographies, and a very slim volume of verse. You will also find that I am married, that I have a flat in town, a country house near Evesham, and that my hobbies are reading, writing, and criminology. For your private information, Mr. Constantine, I also have a pet aversion.
And what is that?
People who don't come straight to the point.
Apparently, you also have a sense of humor, my friend. You may need it.
What is it you want?
2 days ago, a very charming lady by the name of Miss Raymond visited your flat in Half Moon Street. She handed over to you a certain document. You were told, if my information is correct, to deliver that document to a certain Mr. Richard Sullivan.
What about coming straight to the point?
Very well. I am a businessman, Mr. Temple. I have a proposition to put to you.
What is your proposition, Mr. Constantine?
Well, first of all, perhaps you might be interested to know there is no such person as Richard Sullivan. He doesn't exist. He is a myth. He is a... what is the word? A figment of the imagination.
Go on.
If you will hand over to me now the document that Miss Raymond gave to you, I will pay to you this evening, on arrival in Augusta, the sum of £7,000.
Go on.
That is all. As far as I am concerned, there is nothing more to say.
Well, so far as I'm concerned, there's quite a lot to say. In the first place, Miss Raymond did not hand me a document. In other words, the document, my dear Mr. Constantine, does not exist. It's a myth, a figment of your apparently fertile imagination. I was asked by Miss Raymond to deliver a perfectly ordinary pair of horn-rimmed spectacles to a gentleman in Cairo by the name of Richard Sullivan. I intend to deliver those spectacles, Mr. Constantine.
There is no such person as Richard Sullivan.
That I shall find out for myself when I get to Cairo.
Mr. Temple, one moment, please. These glasses, you say they are a perfectly ordinary pair of horn-rimmed spectacles, not tempered with in any way at all?
No.
You were told by Miss Raymond
to... I was asked by Miss Raymond.
You were asked by Miss Raymond to deliver them to a Mr. Richard Sullivan?
Yes.
I will give you £10,000 for the glasses. What is so funny?
Apparently, you also have a sense of humor, Mr. Constantine.
Oh dear. What time is it?
Nearly 2:30.
What time do we reach Augusta?
About 5.
Paul, what is it? Why the frown?
It appears that you were right about the spectacles, Steve.
What do you mean?
I've just been offered £10,000 for.
£10,000?
Oh, good gracious. Oh, good gracious me now. I've been asleep.